falling apart. And so, yes, I've seen an uptake in people, you know, interested in getting relationship and breakup support, especially now, because the typical ways of soothing, going out, you know, going on yoga retreats, that's not available right now. And so more than ever, people need this tool. And so when the pandemic hit, you know, all my breakups,
Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And I've been through all the life experiences, and you seriously can't beat me. Half joke, half serious. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share. Help us grow. I know you wanna. So, and don't forget, even though I'm a nutcase, it's okay because I need personal space. As y'all know, I have faced the heartbreaking reality that being with a partner for 8 years was not the right fit due to growing apart. And despite the fact that he's super, super good person, I know lots of people have gone through these situations in life, you know, and whether you've been cheated on or you just grew apart, whatever tragedy, there's all kinds of different heartbreaks that we all face in society. So the Transform Media Network brought us a special guest here to offer us something cool. And what do I say, everybody, about dating relationships? Anybody. Yes. You're probably going to think with your sex drive and make naive choices anyways. Okay. So heartbreak is going to happen at some point. Unfortunately, it's just a part of life. It sucks. We all go on those dates and we're like, and then you're like, dang, it didn't work out. And then you take out the ice cream and you're like, But anyways, we have a guest here to the rescue. Drum roll, please. Her name is Amy Chan. Thank you for coming to the Pursuing Compatibility podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for I really appreciate what you're offering to everybody in our audience. And I did write a poem for you. That's kind of cool because I like to write poetry because I'm a little bit funny. So like, okay. So I said, Amy Chan is the founder of Renew and she's offering a cool breakthrough. She'll help heal your heart to help you get a restart. We all need this at some point in our life, for we all face some sort of strife.
Oh my gosh. I think that's the first time someone's ever written a poem for me. Thank Aww. You.
You're welcome. You should put that on your website now. Yeah. But in all seriousness, she's the founder of Renew, a relationship columnist for over a decade. She is also the editor-in-chief of justmytype.ca, an online magazine that focuses on the psychology behind love and desire. Marie Claire calls her a relationship expert whose work is like that of a scientific Carrie Bradshaw. Her book, Breakup Bootcamp, The Science of Rewiring Your Heart, was released in spring of 2020. So like I said, I really appreciate this bootcamp, and I love how you offer the combination of science and spirituality. Because my background, I was raised Catholic, and I always tell people I'm consider myself spiritually neutral, because I lived abroad and traveled around a lot and blah, blah, blah. And I grew up around a lot of science people. So, and I know this is really helpful for our listeners that have faced some type of heartbreak. So my first question is, please walk us through how you even started the idea of writing the book for our listeners, and how did you get the full inspiration behind it, the pain you felt from your past heartbreak, and how did you incorporate the science with the spirituality part?
Yeah. So before the book, 4 years ago, I started the world's first ever breakup bootcamp. And basically it's a physical retreat out in nature. And I bring in 13 experts from psychologists to behavioral scientists to sex educators who help people after breakup or divorce, or people who just want to shift the relationship patterns. And throughout this 4-day weekend, it's quite intense. You learn about emotional regulation, but most importantly, you learn about your subconscious patterns and belief systems, and you learn the tools of how to shift them. Because let's face it, it's never just about the ex, it's recycled pain. And how did I get this idea? Well, I mean, it came from a really brutal heartbreak. 10 years ago, I was in a relationship and I thought I was going to marry the guy and have a family with the person. And back then, I thought I was living the dream, which meant date, get married, live happily forever after. And when that relationship ended because of infidelity, I broke apart. I fell into depression. I had panic attacks. I had thoughts of suicide. And I put so much of my identity in him and us that without that relationship, I did not know who I was. And so, you know, after a long, challenging journey, I was able to break through and come out to the other side. And I realized I need to create something to help other people who are feeling helpless and hopeless, because it is a very scary place to be when you think the pain isn't going to go away.
Right. I totally get it. And how did you incorporate the God, the spirituality part? Are you really like?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, Renew is all about the science and spirituality of rewiring your heart. And you can't, I believe that in terms of healing the heart, you need to take a holistic approach. The heart, mind, body, soul, it's all connected, right? Talk therapy alone is not going to help you if you're just thinking about it and analyzing it, because we also store trauma in our bodies. Right. And so, you know, we bring in a breathwork teacher, we bring in energy healers, we even have psychics. So you can have a very well-rounded approach, and you can discover for yourself what works for you. You might be someone who typically is more comfortable with the science and, you know, going into the psychology of things. And then you might go through a breathwork session and say like, wow, this really helped me release some old baggage. Right. And then you might explore that a little bit more, or you might've just dabbled only in the spirituality and you recognize like, oh, okay, understanding the psychology and the neuroscience behind what's going on is really helpful for me, but you need to take a holistic approach.
Right. Totally get it. And you mentioned how you faced tough heartbreak. And if you don't mind sharing with the audience, was your last relationship the first boyfriend that you ever had?
No, the first heartbreak I had was what started me in my writing career. So a lot of these milestones happened after a breakup. My first love, you know, that relationship fell apart and I started blogging, and that's what got me into writing. Now, the relationship I just talked about, which inspired me to start Breakup Bootcamp, that was my second love. So, yeah.
What made you think that this man was going to be the man that you were going to marry? Like what specifically?
You know, I think throughout my lifetime, I've probably met 100 soulmates. I've always thought they're the one. But, you know, with this relationship, it was a pretty serious relationship. And, you know, our families were kind of intertwined together. We talked about our future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was priming.
It was kind of intense.
Yeah. And I was priming myself to be the perfect girlfriend so I could one day be the perfect wife. And so, yeah, I thought I had the whole plan figured out. And when, you know, the universe had a different, you know, idea for me, not only was I mourning the relationship and this person, but I was now mourning the plans that would never become actualized.
Right. It's fair enough. So part of my job as the genie is I currently focus on helping the loneliness statistics, easing heartbreak, and reducing the divorce rate with creativity. That's like my job. So in relation to what I do and what you do in a different dynamic, since the pandemic, have you seen an increase in clients join your online boot camp? And how are you navigating from offline to online boot camp?
Yeah. So, I mean, divorce rates have skyrocketed. Breakups have skyrocketed. The pandemic has been the great accelerator of relationships. I've seen, you know, people who have been perpetually single couple up with their best friend. I've seen people who just started dating and quarantined together now getting engaged. But I've also seen people who had cracks in the foundation of the relationship, the complete house has fallen apart. And so, yes, I've seen an uptake in people, you know, interested in getting relationship and breakup support, especially now because the typical ways of soothing, going out, you know, going on yoga retreats, that's not available right now. And so more than ever, people need these tools. And so when the pandemic hit, you know, all my breakup boot camps, they were sold out with waiting lists. And so I had to make a pivot very quickly. And so I started an online version of it. Same thing. There's still 4 days. all these different experts, and we take the best tried and tested tools and we offer it online. It's still a live experience, and it's been incredible to see how impactful it's been. And a lot of people who feel more introverted especially started to, you know, they wanted to go to the actual retreat, but they were a little too scared and anxious. And they're like, you know, the virtual is the only way I would do it. So I now know that even when we're able to gather safely again, I'll still be holding both virtual and physical retreats.
Right, right. Cool. And I assume that it's super rewarding to work with your clients and that come to your boot camp and retreats and all those things. Can you share a couple of testimonial stories to our audience?
Yeah, I mean, I've had one woman, she was a 78-year-old judge, and she had come after, she was divorced for many years, and she came, she's like, look, I'm not going to try to date again. I'm not going to fall in love again. I just don't want to go to the grave with these same relationship patterns. And, you know, part of her journey was learning how to open up. And, you know, 6 months after the retreat, she actually ended up dating a friend of hers, and they are now together. And then I've had people who, you know, grieving their first love and thinking that they'll never love again, or that they wasted the best years of their life. I had this one girl, she's in the book. She came major anxiety, and anxious attachment style. And, you know, she came and grieved her first love. And then she came back again to another boot camp when she was in another relationship. And she's like, I don't want to mess this up. And she's now in a really committed, stable, secure relationship. And she uses those tools to help her. And before she even got into the relationship she's on right now, she actually used one of the worksheets, which is a values checklist. And her new boyfriend looked at all the values and they're like, yeah, we are a compatible match, instead of being ruled by chemistry. So I've got many stories like this. I've had people who have been in abusive relationships for 7 years and couldn't get out. And I had one person, I remember her coming and she's like, Amy, you saved my life. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, literally, I have been in therapy for 7 years. I haven't been able to get out of this. And, you know, she came to boot camp. She created a bucket list. One of those things was start a nonprofit to save dogs. You know, fast forward a couple of years later, she still does this gratitude exercise that she learned at breakup boot camp. She stopped all contact with her ex. She's created closure within herself and wants just nothing for the best for him and doesn't have any negative charge. And she started a not-for-profit saving rescue dogs. So there's so many incredible stories of people who have really made a pivot in their life. And, you know, sometimes they just need the tools and they weren't equipped with those tools.
Right. Right. I totally understand. And so in my podcast, I talk a lot about naive guidance that we're given in our society as a whole. So I believe a huge cause of loneliness is about people's choices and about naive guidance. And I look back at what the messages I was given from older generations and people in school and things like that about a lot of naive guidance that I was given. And in your book, you give the message about you help your clients identify red flags and other important parts to dating and love and society. And if you don't mind me mind sharing, what are your thoughts on naive guidance in society with regards to society's message and dating in the love world?
I mean, we are, you know, the minute we are born and we are told our first fairy tale, minute we hear those love songs and we learn about Romeo and Juliet, we are painted a picture of this idea of love that is fueled by fantasy and lust. It is not reality. And in that Romeo and Juliet love story that has so many different versions to it, it is based on intensity. That's not love. There's love addiction, maybe codependence there, but that's not love. And so when you grow up with these messages bombarded with, you know, from society to your parents, to your peers, you have an expectation that love is this exciting, you know, hot and cold, filled with drama. Maybe it's chaotic. And then when someone who's stable and healthy comes along, you might be like, no, too boring. I don't have chemistry with that person. But this person who's unavailable that I need to chase, I need to fix, and I need to prove my worthiness. Yeah, that's exciting. And so I think it's really important for us all to redefine what is the definition of love, and is that definition serving you?
Do you feel there was any like a family or generational influence on you that gave you naive guidance to make you assume that your past, like, because you said you thought all the boyfriends that you dated were the one, you know, like you thought they all were the one, which I noticed a lot in society. We do that. And so what I talk about in my podcast a lot is love is hard. Finding the right person is genuinely hard in this day and age. So what naive guidance do you feel like, because I feel like all the generations just told me the whole typical line, anymore it's all going to work out. Well, you know what? It hasn't all worked out for me because nobody told me my 8-year partnership wasn't going to work out. Nobody told me that I was going to face heartbreak. Nobody told me about all these things that I've faced, because I faced a lot of heartbreak in my life. So how can, like, share with in relating to our audience, like, what naive guidance specifically do you feel impacted you, where you felt all your boyfriends were the one? Like, do you feel like you got mixed messages from older generations?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a very traditional Chinese household, and my mom and dad stayed together, even though the relationship was very toxic. And I just had this idea, you date to get married. And my mom, you know, stayed at home, but she helped out with the business. And my dad was an entrepreneur, and he put the family like fifth on the priority list. And right. This was normal for me. And so, you know, I always had to earn love and affection, and I got it when I got good grades in school. And so it created these ideas in my head of this linear plan, which is date, get married, be a wife, be a housewife, and maybe work on the side for fun. And I just wanted to be someone's plus one, because I didn't think that I was going to create it for myself. Right. And so I go through life, and I'm like trying to find the dream. And the dream to me was, you know, snatch a guy, you know, get married, and then live out this dream. But I also wasn't taught that might be one plan and it might work for some people. Great. Right. But there's so many different plans out there. Right. And you need buoyancy for that plan to change. Because if you don't, when life happens, which it will, you will be completely knocked off your feet if you're so stuck and attached for your plan to be that way. I work with so many people who are so devastated after their breakup. And then when we peel back the layers, we realize they didn't even actually like the person that much, but they were so attached the plan to get married by a certain age, to have children by a certain age. And if they didn't, there was shame. And there's this self-hatred that something must be wrong with me. I must be broken.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Because I talk about a lot of my podcasts is generational transference. So like you hear things from your parents and it follows on to current dating. There's also desperate dating, because I believe I told Marcus, I believe a huge cause of why we're so loneliness statistics are so high. I mean, sorry, the reason why people are so desperate is the loneliness statistics are really, really high, which I believe is a huge cause for people's desperation vibes. A combination of that, not knowing their value, not knowing how to be independent because they're so used to like clinging on to a person. There's a lot of dynamics to loneliness statistics. That's why I assess it creatively. But like I said, I think it's a huge cause. And even though you are focused on the women, I emphasize a lot of advice to guys, because I believe in this day and age, not enough men are, a lot of men are lowering their standards. And also women are also lowering their standards, to be fair. But men are suckers more in some form because they have the higher biologically sex drive. Mm. So that's why I always argue, watch with the sex drive, guys, because even though you're attracted to that person, technically she could be a nymphomaniac. Mm. She could be, you know, obsessed with sex. And because your high sex drive takes over, you don't even realize it, because the sex drive with the pheromones and the serotonin, the dopamine, we all think that we're in love and we're really, really not. It's the serotonin, the dopamine.
Totally. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's being a slave to chemistry. And, you know, for a relationship to have a foundation, you need a combination of, yes, chemistry, but also compatibility and timing. You can't just have one. So I think for those people who are not happy with the relationship outcomes because they have been a slave to chemistry, now is a great time to look at what are the values that are important. And before you jump into a relationship for months or years, you you know, do a checklist of those values. And if you believe in monogamy and they don't, you know, maybe that's a huge clash and you shouldn't jump into the rabbit hole. Feel the attraction. It doesn't mean you actually need to feed it and go into a relationship with the person.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And yeah, it's a combination of sexual attachment and just the loneliness, fear of being alone. So like, it's like, ding, you know, and then people don't even realize it. And I told my audience, like, I've been guilty of it too. And we all do it. That's why I said, you're probably going to think with your sex drive and make naive choices anyways. But that's, you know, I always give the advice, short-term leases, because you never know. Because we get caught up with the loneliness and the sex drive, and you're probably getting heartbroken. Anyways, so also I wanted to ask you, do you have any advice for our audience and listeners about how, because I think a lot of heartbreak, why we take heartbreak so hard is due to rejection. So like, how people can handle rejection and handle heartbreak. And, like there's rejection issues. Like I always tell my audience, I don't handle rejection well, but it depends on like the situation and things like that. Like some things I'm fine, some things I'm not. Do you have any suggestions for them or any stories they'd like to share?
Yeah. I mean, I used to take rejection as a rejection of me as a human being. And because I didn't have a strong sense of self-worth, when I liked someone or I dated someone and it didn't end up the way that I wanted, I took that as a blow to my sense of self-worth. And so there is no, you know, quick route around that. It is building your foundation of self-worth and your self-esteem so that you're not building it on the based on the validation of someone else. And, you know, that takes time. It's cultivating your muscle of compassion, of self-compassion, of self-care, of loving yourself, of cultivating the love and connection from yourself so that you're not this hungry, starving person, you know, just hungry for anyone to give you some attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think when you learn the tools also that you can get back up after a breakup, that you are resilient, then you can love with an open heart because you know that fundamentally you are safe and you are okay. And if someone isn't your fit, this doesn't mean you're any less of a human being. It doesn't mean that you're broken. It means they're not your fit. So you go, okay, I'm going to move along instead of taking it personally as if it's a slight on you.
Right. Got it. Gotcha. I love it. I really appreciate it. And even though you do target towards women, I encourage you guys, my guys in the audience, to buy her book. Because if you don't, I'm going to slap you silly. Just kidding. And, but yeah, please do check out her book. Is there any like question you want to ask me or anything like links you want to like share to our audience?
Yeah. I'd love to know from you, what's one of the greatest lessons you've learned from heartbreak?
Oh, that's a tough question. The greatest lesson I learned from heartbreak. The greatest lesson I've learned from heartbreak is sometimes when you're young and you're still trying to figure life out, sometimes you are compatible with somebody, but then people change and people go apart and you can't control it. It's not your fault. It's not their fault. It just, it happens. Yeah. And it's very devastating because that's what happened to me. It's very devastating. There was a lot of crying with my ex. He's a really, really good person. And I'm fortunate where there was never cheating, never any abuse, like knock on wood. And genuinely, he's a very good person. And I never talk bad about him.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's really, really hard. And I think that I also, like I told Marcus in an interview, I said that I also learned a lesson that I don't regret being with him because I learned so many wonderful things about myself and about my relationship skills and my dating skills and about his culture because he was South Korean. Mm. But at the same time, I don't know if it was necessarily the smart idea for me to extend it for so long.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, 8 years is a chunk of change.
Right. Yeah. And I do think that in our society, there is as if there's like this measuring stick of success that you stay together forever. I don't think so, right? Our relationships are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. You know, you have 8 years with an incredible human being. Right. And you experienced love. How incredible is that? You learned about what you want, what you don't want, and now you're ready for your next chapter. That is success. And so, yeah, I mean, I think for anyone out there listening, don't judge where you are at. Sometimes you need to date people to learn what you don't want so that you can create the space to explore what you do want.
Oh yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, if people are interested, they can find me on renewbreakupbootcamp.com. I'm on social media at Miss Amy Chan.
Awesome. Guys, if you don't get it, I'm going to slap you silly. I'm just kidding. Don't make the genie come through that screen. No, just kidding. Anyways. All right. So guys, so that's all for today. That's all folks. And, holy smokes. And also, don't forget to check out www.geniematch.life, my inspirational, compassionate forum platform. It's my way of combating loneliness. In my own forum, also check out the Tag Your It Poem Battles and Talent Exchange event this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. PST time. You can find the information on my LinkedIn or on my Facebook. You can like me on Facebook, a page, my Instagram. Also check out your Percent Compatibility podcast on YouTube and here also. And you have a YouTube channel too, don't you?
Yeah. Everything's at Miss Amy Chan.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to just reminding people. All right, guys. So, thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned a lot from Amy Chan, darn it. And, she's Canadian. So shout out to the lovely Canadians, A.
Awesome, A.
Hey, what's up, A? What do you guys all say? A boot. Go out to boot. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and sayonara. Peace out. Bye. Huggles and compassion.